With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A wildfire prompting mandatory evacuations in Malibu.
In the Los Angeles area, a blaze dubbed the Franklin Fire broke out Monday night in Malibu Canyon, spreading rapidly towards the edges of Pepperdine University and down to the Pacific Coast Highway near the Malibu Pier. Footage from ABC 7 Los Angeles showed firefighters spraying water right behind the Malibu Plaza, a shopping center sitting on the coastal highway. Fire officials say the evacuation order and a warning area cover about 18,000 people, and thousands of structures are threatened, including the Sarah Retreat, a Catholic conference center perched on a ridgetop. Pepperdine issued a shelter-in-place protocol, and students sheltering inside Payson Library were posting pictures of trees on fire outside. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, contested his extradition back to New York at a court hearing on Tuesday, though that's not expected to delay legal proceedings significantly. He remains jailed in Pennsylvania. Daniel Penny is speaking out after his acquittal in the subway chokehold trial involving Jordan Neely.
Daniel Penny tells Fox Nation host Jeanine Pirro that Jordan Neely, the mentally ill man on a New York subway, was threatening to kill people.
Well, if I just let him go, I'm on my back now. He can just turn around and start doing what he said to me. So
Killing.
The Marine veteran was acquitted in the subway chokehold death and says he wouldn't have been able to live with himself had he not acted and something happened, even though Neely did not become physical with anyone. The case becoming a flashpoint with protests erupting after the verdict. Neely's father now suing Penny in civil court over his son's death. Julie Walker, New York.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow up 27 points. The NASDAQ composite adding 300. This is SRN News. A British court sentences a man for causing an abortion.
Stuart Warby is going to prison for 12 years after being convicted of slipping an abortifacient drug into the drink of his pregnant girlfriend. The woman lost her unborn baby at 15 weeks and told the court that since ingesting the drug, she has become infertile. Pro-life advocates in the United Kingdom and in this country have been warning that the decision to make abortion drugs readily available is likely to lead to more cases like this one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court rejecting an appeal from Wisconsin parents who wanted to challenge a school district's guidance for supporting transgender students. Parents with children in Eau Claire, Wisconsin public schools argued in a lawsuit that the school district's policy violates constitutional protections or parental rights and religious freedom. The guidance essentially calls for teachers and administrators to help children live as the opposite sex without their parents' approval. This is SRN News. Criminal gangs in Brazil operating in over a third of municipalities in the Amazon rainforest, resulting in a boom in violence.
A report published on Wednesday finds that in 2024, gangs were present in 260 of the 772 municipalities in the rainforest region, up from around 180 last year. The study says the entrenchment of mafia-like organizations aggravates the situation in what's referred to as the legal Amazon, which is now seen as a key territory for transnational trafficking with the circulation of different illicit goods. I'm Charles Tillesma.
Haiti's main international airport reopening 1 month after it closed for the second time this year because of gang violence. Haitian soldiers, bolstered by Kenyan police leading a UN-backed mission to quell the gang violence, have boosted security in that area. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.